morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, we're happy to welcome back John White into the studio again, garden curator of the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens here at UTEP. Welcome back, John.
Thank you.
Well, obviously, since you're here, you have a lot more going on to tell us about some upcoming events here in the region. And you're actually here to talk about the Sun Country Landscape Conference, and it's being presented by the West Texas Urban Forestry Council. And Denise, you are the conference chair of the West Texas Urban Forestry Council. So tell us, either one of you, what is the West Texas Urban Forestry Council?
Well, the West Texas Urban Forestry Council is a nonprofit group that was established, I don't know, close to probably 20 years ago, that involves some individuals that are interested in the urban forest, which a lot of people go, what urban forest? And we're talking about the trees here, and even though some of them are short in stature, there's still trees, and we'd like to see more of them and bigger ones. And there's a lot of benefits to having a good, healthy urban forest. There's health benefits, you know, the heat island effect that we see. You know, if you watch the temperatures at night on the weather, El Paso versus Las Cruces, you know, there is a little elevation change, but we're also talking, you know, 5 to 6 degrees difference. And usually El Paso is the warmer of those, and a lot of times I kind of wonder if it isn't the heat island effect from all the concrete and asphalt that's downtown. And you know, so trees help to mitigate that heat buildup on concrete and asphalt. They help absorb some of that heat. Of course, as they give off water through transpiration, it helps to give a slight cooling effect. So, you know, if you go through a parking lot and you see a big old tree, every car that's in that parking lot will be parked
by the tree. Yeah,
they don't park out front. And same thing with your house and landscapes. You know, if we have a lot of trees, it'll be much cooler, and you get the benefits of the trees on our windy, you know, spring days. If we have a good tree canopy, it helps to break that wind, you know, as far as the volume or the speed of the wind coming through, so it slows it down, and they catch particulate matter, so it helps, you know, a lot of the dust in the air lands on the tree leaves and not, you know, in your house and things like that. So trees are good. When we have our heavy rains during our monsoon, you know, trees help to catch water and hold it on the property, so you don't have as much stormwater. So trees actually help to collect water and keep it on site so that you don't have all the water racing down the streets and it stays on the property. So they actually can save some of our stormwater costs here in El Paso with the strong tree canopy. You just don't have as much water flowing down, causing flooding problems and those kind of things.
So what is the purpose of the Sun Country Landscape Conference then?
The Sun Country Landscape Conference, and we don't hold it every year. It's kind of on a as-needed basis. So we try and bring forth new information. El Paso, Las Cruces, Albuquerque, and Phoenix were all involved in an IECO study in which randomized plots were taken in the different cities, and you know, they were calculated as to what kind of plant material were in each one of the plots. It was all added up, and they calculated what our tree canopy was and how much pollution is taken care of and, you know, and runoff and everything. So they've come up with some cost factors, actually, on what trees, dollar-wise, you know, how much they benefit the area. And there are certain species of trees that benefit a lot more than others, and but we also, for the first time, have an actual number to say what El Paso's tree canopy is, and I believe it's 5.1%. So that's not a lot
of the entire city.
Right. That's not a lot of trees. So we'd like to see it, you know, like around 10. You know, we got areas to grow, but a lot of times people just, they don't want to put forth the money on trees, and yet trees are the most valuable plant in your landscape. You know, you put in a healthy, good tree, plant it correctly, it'll be there for your lifetime.
And it'll probably outlive everything else you have in
right
your landscape.
Yeah, a right tree could outlive your kids, too.
Right.
I mean, it could be there for two lifetimes.
Exactly.
So there's trees, you know, in different parts of Texas that are well over 100 years old that are still doing fine in areas. And there's, you know, in the South, there's trees that date back to Civil War times that are still alive and doing so. Trees will survive. You just got to give them the right conditions, pick the right right tree and you know, keep it healthy, but it'll benefit you in the long run with long-term benefits.
Right. And even when we're in a drought stage where we're looking at stuff, we always try to encourage people to really prioritize your trees that you do have on your landscape, because everything else, you know, we can worry about your turf or even your ornamentals, but that tree is going to be that investment. That's going to be that long haul in your landscape. And yes, it's really sad, but it's obviously true how low our overall tree canopy is in our area. And I don't know why people don't put value into that. And they always say, well, when we go to travel even to other regional cities, how beautiful it is, because they attribute the greenness to that. Well, that all of that's coming from the trees. And once we make that association, I think we'd be in a better spot. But yes, I think this tree council does that. They're definitely stewards of that, focusing on the trees itself. Now the Sun Country Landscape Conference, we kind of open up that as well. So we do have several talks on urban tree health and tree care, but we also talk a little bit about ornamentals and turf grass. So in the conference itself, there's three separate tracks that someone can take. They don't have to stick to one track for the entire day. They can kind of pick and choose. But we will have a lot of regional speakers from the Texas Forest Service, New Mexico State University as well, and Texas A&M AgriLife. And UTEP, yes, we'll be talking about rainwater harvesting there with Dr. Right. Walton. Mm-hmm. So definitely a great lineup of speakers and topics to cover for this entire one-day event.
We also have a couple of the talks that are going to be given in Spanish, kind of branching out different areas. And, you know, you can't cover everything in one event. So each Sun Country conference that we hold, we try and focus on different things in it and change the topics up a little bit and just kind of give people more, you know, cutting edge, what's happening, things that they can, you know, we see a lot more probably the maintenance people, but homeowners are more than welcome to come to it. It might be a little expensive for a homeowner, but I guarantee, I think you'll get $75 worth of information out of it.
And, I mean, people weren't listening last week. We were talking about the Sunscape workshop that you have going on actually right now as we speak. But this is something that's a little bit more – this goes more in-depth.
Right, exactly. It's definitely geared towards the green industry professional. I mean, homeowners can certainly get a lot of information out of that. But also, it's a great opportunity for those folks that work in the field to be able to get some continuing education units out of that. So we have TDA, which is Texas Department of Agriculture, CEU credits assigned for the conference itself, in addition to ISA credits, which are for arborists. And we're also working on AIA credits, and these are for architects and planners. So it's definitely geared for those folks and a good opportunity to not have to travel outside of El Paso to get those CEUs. It's all being brought here to a central location. We'll be at the Tech H2O Center off Montana and Yarborough.
And so what are maybe some of the specific topics in some of those individual tracks that you were talking about?
Yeah, we're definitely going to be talking a lot about tree health and tree care and using, as far as ornamentals, we have one of our landscape architects talk about using the underused. So some native plants or some adapted plants that are not necessarily used very much in the landscape, but they have a potential to really, really be showcased. We'll also have some turf talk as far as managing turf grass. So this is for our large athletic fields and parks, for those kind of folks, be able to benefit from that as well. We'll talk on some fruit trees, and then our talks on interpreting our soil and water analysis. We always encourage our homeowners to be able to take those kind of analysis, and this is going to break this down for those people that are making those decisions on the land or want to learn more on what that background profile of their soil is, what they're going to work with. They'll be able to break that down to look at those reports.
We also have an entomologist coming in to talk about some of the IPM, some of the insect pests that are showing up, and maybe some potentially that can come here and cause some serious damage. So Dr. Sutherland's going to help us on that. And then Oscar will be given the IECO results as far as the localized study as far as what was found on that. And so,
right. And there's a new composting project going on within the city of El Paso, too. So we'll be able to learn from that sustainability office and talk about this pilot project and where they see this going out into the community.
Well, you kind of piqued my interest earlier in the show, and you just brought it back up, the whole iTree eco issue, and you briefly mentioned which trees were maybe more beneficial than others. Which ones would be more beneficial?
You know, as you get into trees that have a little bit more size to them and canopy thickness, density and stuff, those are the ones that are going to rate higher, the longer-lived ones. Some of your oaks will return more benefit to the... You know, if you're looking at long-term benefits and you're looking at the carbon, you know, the CO2 sequestering and all that, you're going to end up with oaks being some of the higher ones, and maybe something like a desert willow that has a more lacy opening, you know, mesquites and stuff that don't have as thick a canopy, they'll be less valued. Mm-hmm. But oaks are long-lived, you know, well taken care of, can easily last a lifetime.
Right. And we always attribute that to the slower growing the tree, the stronger the tree it is going to be. So yeah, all those things that you think about, oak, pine, mesquite, all of those furniture
furniture trees
that you think about. And then that's the reason why they're chosen, because they're such strong trees to begin with.
As your parents used to tell you, live fast, die young.
My parents never told me that. I don't know about you, John.
Did you learn it? But fast-growing trees, everybody wants the tree that grows the fastest, right, fills in the fastest. But they're usually the ones that are have the shortest longevity, because usually insects or disease or something will take them out, mm-hmm, you know, quickly. So you want something that's slower-growing, strong-wooded, lasts a lot longer, and those are the valuable ones.
So really quickly, let's summarize the Sun Country Landscape Conference and the whens and the wheres.
Okay, the Sun Country Landscape Conference is going to be held at the Tech 2O Center, which is way out on Montana.
It's not that far out.
No.
But it's on the east side.
From the west side it is.
From the west side it's far out.
That's what everyone says.
But again, the information is going to be good, so it's worth going out there. It is a day-long program from 8 to 4, and we do encourage people to pre-register. You can go to the West Texas Urban Forestry Council website and register online. We do take credit cards and has addresses where you can mail checks into and stuff like that. Our deadline for early registration is October 31st, and the conference is on the 5th. The price jumps up when you register late, so you know, try and get those in early. We do have a lunch included with the registration, so you can, you know, plan on eating out there and stuff and spend the day out there. But again, a lot of good information, a lot of good contacts, and you know, the networking with people that are in the industry are great also. So a good conference to go to. And if people have questions, they can, you know, call me at the museum, 915-747-8994, or you can call Denise at 915-860-2515, or you can call Oscar Mestis at the Texas Forest Service at 915-834-5610.
I'll have all that information online, as well as a link to the West Texas Urban Forestry Council, so that people can register on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. John White, Garden Curator for the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens at UTEP, thanks for coming back to Good to Grow.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.